Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local here on The Rock. Right now I have a singer-songwriter. She produces shows called Girls Who Indie. She's a musician here in the Northwest based in Queen Anne area. She practices up in Linwood. I'm giving you all the information that we're going to go deep into. It's Hannah Duckworth here on Loud and Local. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Awesome. Well, so... When you play live, do you have a band that surrounds you, or is it just you by yourself?
I do have a band.
You have a band. So who why don't we introduce who you play with? Is it consistent?
I'm here by myself today, but my band consists of my guitar player named Dylan Vincent,
okay,
my bassist named Legend Fam, and my drummer named Gavin Olson.
Awesome. How did you meet all those people?
So Dylan is my long-term partner, actually.
Cool.
We started like multiple businesses and projects together,
wow,
including now venturing into music. I met Legend through an open mic, actually, yeah, which is how I started in the music scene to begin with.
What a name, Legend.
That's I know. Awesome. He's the man, the myth.
Yeah.
and so Gavin, the drummer, actually met him through Facebook. So
okay.
I just, you know, posted that I needed a drummer, and he was the one that I chose from all the comments.
Nice. Right on. Okay. So let's get a little backstory as far as when you started, you know, playing as Hannah Duckworth, which is, I'm assuming, is your real name.
That is my
okay.
real name. Yeah. And
not
actually,
just a moniker.
I had wanted to try some stage names, and I thought about it, and I had just said last night, like, I'm so glad that I didn't. I really
yeah.
enjoy just, like, being Hannah Duckworth.
Cool.
Because what was funny is I tried out a few stage names, and people, you know, I would introduce myself afterwards as, like, but I'm Hannah yeah. Duckworth, my Instagram is Hannah Duckworth, whatnot, and people would just remember that. So
What were the stage names you tried?
Hannah O'Well.
Okay.
Because my middle name is Noel, and I thought O'Well was, like, a
sure.
cool kind of brand, and it
yeah.
just, it felt so awkward saying it. I hated it. I was like, I just want to say Hannah Duckworth, and then
yeah.
people would remember Duckworth, because
yeah.
I guess it's a memorable last name. So I made the quick decision. I was like, I'm just going to go for it. Use my name.
There you go.
Here I come.
Hannah and the Duckworths?
Oh, God, no.
No? Okay.
Reminds me of like a seventh grade joke that I would always get or something.
Oh, sorry to bring back
the
trauma. So let's get the kind of the origin story. When did you fall in love with music? When did you start playing music?
And oh, my gosh. I fell in love with music from before I could talk. Yeah, before I could speak, I was like humming the theme song to Jeopardy.
Wow. Were your parents playing music in the house?
No. Really? No, actually. Okay. I did not grow up in a musical family. My dad had some guitars laying around.
Cool.
And by guitar, I mean like a really weird 12-string guitar. Yeah. And, you know, an acoustic that were kind of never touched. But I always had an interest in music, and I loved singing from a young age, like super, super young, super into music. And I was actually raised on country music.
Wow.
I was really into country music.
Should I be interviewing you over in the Wolf Studio?
Yeah, exactly. At like 3 years old, I was singing every Patsy Cline song.
Wow.
Didn't know anything else, but I was
country.
Like in love with Patsy Cline.
That's amazing.
George Strait. And then eventually one of my greatest memories is I was seven and my mom surprised me with tickets to the Dixie Chicks.
That's cool.
At the big like football stadium in Tampa. I grew up in
Tampa. Okay, so you're from Tampa. Okay.
Yeah. Nice. And I loved the Dixie Chicks so much. I loved like Leanne Rimes, Trisha Yearwood.
I believe
Garth
they're called
Brooks.
The Chicks now, right?
So I had this affinity for country western music as a kid. I told people that I was going to specifically be a country western singer.
Yeah.
I wanted everybody to know that I was going to be a country western
star. Did you have cowboy boots?
And you know, for Halloween for like 3 years straight, I was some variation of, you know, ballerina country western star, doctor country western star. Like,
you ever do any Dolly Parton covers?
No.
Okay.
I haven't, but good question.
Yeah.
Embarrassing answer.
Continue on. I'm sorry to butt in.
So basically, yes, I had this love of music forever. You know, I started piano lessons and choir in elementary school with the music teachers, and then when I was 13, I started to teach myself how to play guitar.
Wow.
I love Taylor Swift. The first chords that I learned were like D, A, E minor, G, and I just played those over and over until I could match her fearless acoustic leak that had come onto LimeWire or something. And that was my journey into playing guitar. And in those younger teenage years, I was really into musical theater and
drama kid.
Yeah, yeah, and dance. And then I hit high school and I totally did like a 180 and went way into sports.
Yeah.
Even though in high school I was a terrible athlete, because I didn't care. I like really liked having fun in sports, like, you know, screwing around in track practice and cross country. It was too fun. And so I kind of like let music go to the wayside. Eventually college time came around. I had this dream to go to Nashville. And I decided, you know, I'm going to go to Nashville. I'm going to study music. I'm going to study music business. I'm going to work at a record label.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. So I went to a school for a little bit in Nashville called Belmont University.
Okay.
And I got there. I was really excited. And I hated it.
Really?
I hated it so much. I was so overwhelmed. I hadn't grown up in a musical family. I hadn't grown up in a musical community.
Yeah.
And all of these kids were so experienced.
Sure.
And I was like, you know,
in over your head.
Yeah. And I was like just so overwhelmed. And I really didn't like the whole attitude, the vibe of like what I felt presented itself to me as like the quote unquote music scene.
The industry.
The industry. And all that we were told at this dumb school was that like we were never going to get jobs in record labels because by the time we graduate, there wouldn't be jobs and like good luck. And I was like, well, then why am I here? And it was, I was just like,
cool.
God, this is not for me. So I,
this is bleak.
Yeah, it was. It was bleak. And I was not a shameless person as a teenager. Like, I could not go and, like, throw myself in people's faces and be like, look at what a musician I am and let me sing for you. Like, it was so not my personality at the time. I was like, I'm out. And so I went across the street and got into Vanderbilt and continued the rest of like 3.5 years there, or 3 years there.
Did you like it there?
I did. Yeah, I did. I had a lot of fun there. I mean, I wasn't studying anything music or music business related. I was doing, you know, like business. I was on actually the crew team there.
Okay.
So I did again like a bunch of stuff, and it was good. And eventually, just kind of focused on having a career, and you know, making money and all the stuff that's important in life. And I always had this desire to still pursue or pay attention to like my musical talents. Mm-hmm. And throughout the years, like, you know, people will say, oh, when did you start writing songs? When did you start writing music? And I think for a long time, I thought that I always had. Like, I always, you know, was writing lyrics, mm-hmm. Poems. I was always just like writing stuff in notebooks or in my phone. But I was rarely taking those things and putting them to a guitar or putting them to a piano. And now that I actually write songs constantly mm-hmm. and record and write parts and arrangements and, you know, the whole nine yards, I'm like, I actually just started being a songwriter. But it's like, I was like practicing that craft kind of for years, but like very in secret. I wasn't very like outward about it at all. It was just kind of like something I did without ever talking about it, actually.
Yeah.
And so I reached a point not even a year ago, actually. It was in the summertime, June, July of this past year, so 2022. Mm-hmm. I was like, I gotta do something about this.
Yeah.
I like playing music. And so in that time, I had been, I think, you know, one day my boyfriend Dylan was somewhere and I was home alone. And I had written this song. So I guess during the pandemic, I started writing songs to my guitar more.
Yeah.
And just again, like not sharing them with anybody, not thinking much about it. But the more I started to write, the more I started to like them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I like these songs. They're pretty good if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
So one day I was like home alone and I was messing around and I opened Logic and I recorded this demo of this song and just, you know, put some like distortion on my guitar, put some weird distortion on my vocals. And later that day we were in the car going somewhere and I had bounced it to my phone. And I just started playing it through the speakers in the car. And, he was like, oh, what's this? And I was like, I don't know.
It's me.
I was just like, And he was like, is this you? I was like, yeah, it's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I do like this. So then he was like, all right, like, let's go home and, you know, try to do something with it.
Yeah.
And that was like our first experience, like trying to kind of sit down and make sense of a song in Logic. And
that's awesome.
And it was fun, but it sucked. Like, the song sounded so bad. I was like, oh my God, this is terrible. But again, we had like no skills in using Logic and whatever. But I kind of started to write more songs on my acoustic guitar that were, you know, that I thought were good.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to go do something about it. I guess I'm just going to like try to be a musician now. Like, I just like woke up one day and I was like, I'm going to go to an open mic. I've never performed in front of people before. I've never done this. I got to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to an open mic at the dock in Fremont.
Yeah.
And it was freezing. And like, it was just, and it's outside. And this was in like late June, early July. And it was freezing cold out at night. And, you know, I was like all nervous and you know, finally comes my turn and I've never played with like a monitor before I didn't realize little nuances about singing into a microphone and not looking at your guitar. So it was like a whole learning experience for me, but it went okay. I felt good about it. At this open mic, I happened to meet one of my good friends now in the music scene, another awesome local female artist named Liv Victorino. And
yeah.
Liv, she's awesome. She was like, hey, I love your songs. And I was like, really? Oh my God, why?
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm playing a house show tomorrow. And, you know, here's the address, like, come by. And I was like, that sounds so fun. So I actually ended up going to that house show. And I had been to like maybe two house shows in Nashville in college, and you think I would have been to more. But this house show was like so off the wall in the U District. It was great. And it kind of opened my eyes. You know, I had this experience at this open mic, and then the very next day I went to this like wild house show with all these kids.
Plugged you right in.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was so much fun. And I was like, wow, there's probably so much in this city that I don't know about. Mm-hmm. And I've been in Seattle now. This is going on my 7th year here.
You got to peel back the onion a little bit.
Right. And I was like, this is fun. And this is like one instance of something that's probably happening
everywhere,
a lot.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just want to know more about this. And so I started going to open mics regularly and just performing by myself. And that was like a few weeks. I just kind of like one day I was like, I'm not going to stop doing this. And I just started going to like every open mic available. And then I went to the Connor Byrne open mic, which like in the open mic musician scene is the place to go and like the place to promote yourself and meet people.
Yeah.
And, I just kind of started hitting it hard there, and I booked my first show at, I think, the end of October of this past year, so October 2022, at Connor Byrne as part of their showcase that highlights people from the open mic.
Yeah.
And so by that point, I had been writing all my own songs just on acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
Dylan, my guitar player, and he has a lot more experience in bands, like growing up as a teenager. He grew up in Ohio in like the midst of like every Midwest emo musician ever. So I have a ton of friends that grew up in bands, and I'm like so far the opposite of that. So he was like kind of interested, and I was like, you know, play guitar with me.
Yeah.
He was like, no, like I got a lot of stuff to focus on. And then I booked a show, and he was like, well, I can't let you have all the fun. Like, I got to get in on this.
Go.
Yeah. So we actually created, like, I guess, like, backstory, too. I write and am heavily, heavily influenced by pop punk music.
Mm-hmm.
So I love full band. Like, acoustic singer-songwriter is totally not me. It's a means of songwriting.
Yeah.
But I've never set out with the intention to be an acoustic singer songwriter. So I was like writing full band songs in my head, and we created backing tracks.
Cool.
For our show. So we did drums and, you know, bass and guitar parts and synth and all that. And then we played our first show with our guitars and then these full band backing tracks.
Yeah.
And then built in the pieces of the band, played like another show of tracks. And then we got a drummer, then we got a bassist.
Awesome.
And now we've played a few full band shows.
Sweet.
But yeah, so it's been like a really kind of quick, a quick journey. It's very new for me. But it's been very fun, and I could not be happier that I just kind of decided to start doing this.
It opened up a new world to you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, let's go into one of your songs. We're going to go into a song that we've featured here on Loud and Local. It's called Arsonist. This is one of the first songs you wrote. Is it?
Kinda, yeah. I would say it's one of my Gen 1 songs in the past couple years. We're categorizing my songs now, Gen 1 versus Gen 2.
Okay.
Yeah,
nice.
Basically the difference is now I will write a lot more heavily with Dylan, where we're starting like guitar heavy or guitar driven. But we go back and forth between the two. But yeah, Arsonist was written just by myself, acoustic guitar.
All right. Well, let's go into it. It's Loud and Local here on KISW. You're listening to Hannah Duckworth. Here's her song Arsonist on The Rock.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That was Arsonist by Hannah Duckworth here on KISW Loud and Local, and I'm sitting with her. We're chatting a little bit about, you know, what got her started in the Seattle music scene. So you mentioned that you've been here for about 7 years, but you came from Tampa, Florida.
I did.
What brought you to Seattle?
What did bring me to Seattle? I think what brought me to Seattle most was that San Francisco sucked so bad. No,
it's expensive.
Yeah. I lived in Nashville before this,
yep.
And then I had this like dream of packing everything into my car that I owned that I could fit and driving to the West Coast,
sure.
And just like creating a brand new life in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And so my lease came up in Nashville, and I put my mattress in a storage unit, a bunch of my stuff in a storage unit, and then packed. I had a Mustang,
mm-hmm.
which I recently sold. It's a total person from Florida car to have,
okay.
So I recognize
yeah.
that. But yeah, I had me and my Mustang, and I put everything that I could fit into this tiny vehicle. Actually, it's a massive vehicle with like no space, no
yeah.
trunk space, no backseat.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Put everything I could in there and made my journey across to the Great West. And
yeah.
I had... a planned expedition thing to climb Mount Rainier.
Nice.
And Yeah, because I had actually flown out here in my senior year of college for a job interview. And as I was flying out, I saw Mount Rainier from the plane. And I was like, I have to be on top of that. Like, yeah. What is that thing? That's crazy. Yeah. And so I found out you actually could go to the top of it. And I planned that. So I had made my way out here for that. I did that. I thought it was awesome. I stuck around for a few weeks. At the time, I had like no job. I was again like, gonna go on this imaginary
freewheeling.
Yeah, I was gonna do whatever, wherever the wind took me, whatever. And I stayed. What did I do? I climbed out Rainier. I stayed out in Seattle. I made friends in Olympia that I stayed with for a little bit, and then made my way through Oregon. I got snowed in Bend for a couple of weeks. Made my way to California. I got to San Francisco. I stayed there for about 3 weeks, and I hated it. And it was so heartbreaking because I was
that was
so
your idyllic
ready.
Place.
It was,
right?
Yeah. I was so ready to be there and thought it was so cool, and it just wasn't the place for me. I did, you know, some LA, San Diego, and literally 9 months goes by, and I'm like, oh my God, I need a job.
Yeah.
Like, holy crap, I need to do something.
Yeah.
And I was like, I really liked Seattle. You know, I guess I will do that. And I had then got a job in Seattle, and I did the road trip back from San Diego to Seattle in one go. And it took me 25 hours.
Wow.
And I did it without stopping. And then I was like, I'm here. I'm ready to set up shop.
Yeah.
And I didn't think that I would be here this long. I don't know why. It's just, you know, you don't plan on when you're young, you don't plan on being somewhere a long time. And I've loved it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you've kind of made your way into the music scene. We should mention there's a show that's going to be coming up August 24th. It's called Girls Who Indie 2. It's the second of Girls Who Indie. Tell me a little bit about Girls Who Indie and what the idea behind this was and how the first night went.
Right. So right when I got into the music scene, and I'm talking right when I got into it. So I told the story about, you know, I met Liv Victorino the very first open mic I ever went to. I was like, she's so kick-ass. I want to perform with her, you know, someday.
Yeah.
And I met a few other girls within, you know, that month of starting that I really admired and became friends with. And I was like, I want to do a show that highlights female artists in the Seattle music scene. And, you know, it, like, I feel like there's not a lot of shows that are doing that actually right now. And, you know, I really wanted to make like a big thing about it. Like, not just like a show and the lineup happens to be these girls. Yeah. I wanted to make it like
purposeful
it's the
showcase.
Girls Who Indie. Yeah, yeah. Like this is like highlighting the up and coming talent.
Yeah.
And so I reached out to Barboza with this idea. And at the time I had no music out.
Yeah.
I had like played no shows.
Yeah.
But I've, you know, I guess like I've worked a lot and I understand how to kind of market or promote yourself or things. And they liked the pitch of Girls Who Indie and they were like, all right, we're in. And I was like, oh my God, I was not expecting
that.
And I was like, yeah, I was like, oh no.
Now I have to do it.
Right. Yeah. And I was like, oh no, how are we going to like fill this room? And the cool thing is too, Barboza was one of the first venues that I ever went to in Seattle and I fell in love with it. Like it's my favorite venue. Totally. I love Barboza. I don't even know why. It's like, it's for those who don't know, an awesome underground.
It's underneath
venue.
The Numos. Yeah. It's underneath Numos. Yeah.
Underneath Numos. It's like long, skinny venue, smaller stage, but like the vibes there are just so good.
Yeah.
Nice bar, nice people. Every show I've seen there, I love. So I had always had, I mean, years ago, I had been at a show at Barboza and I had thought to myself, oh, wow, this would be real sweet to play in one day. Like if I ever was a musician, I'd want to play here. And so I couldn't believe that, you know, I had no music out and playing no shows at Barboza. I was like, sure, you're going to play here now. And I
what?
Was like, I was like, oh no. So we you know, put on this show and it was super successful and just one of the most fun things ever.
Who else played?
It was me, Liv Victorino, Juliet, and Natalie Haynes. And awesome. It was really cool because we all play very different styles of music.
Sure.
And so it was like this sweet variety show. We all had short sets, so it was like in and out.
Yeah.
It went by like quickly, but not in a bad way. It was like, you know, there's no time to get bored. It was high energy.
Yeah.
The crowd was insane. Like, it was such a good experience.
Good vibe.
And so... Yeah, and so Numos, so I was interested in doing another, like a bigger girls who indie show, mm-hmm. and Numos said, bring it on. So now we're looking at, August 24th, Girls Who Indie Volume 2.
That's amazing.
And we're going to be highlighting some really awesome female acts again. It's going to be really, really fun.
That's awesome. That's something to look forward to at the end of this. That's great. So, If someone, you know, maybe they're going on vacation or they can't make it to the show or something, what's a way that they can check out your music and support you without maybe going out to the show?
Yeah. So right now I have a few songs on Spotify, mm-hmm. But I will be coming out with an EP that I'm really excited about.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I'm on an EP with, this is crazy. I honestly can't believe I'm saying this. Like, one of like my personal idols, Aaron Gillespie of Under Oath.
Wow.
And The Almost.
Wow.
It's like, it's wild. Aaron is one of my favorite, well, he is my favorite drummer, actually. Like, yeah. I'm not going to lie. He's like totally my favorite drummer.
How did this work out? Did you just reach out to him or?
Yeah. So I had made a joke for a long time and recently, like it was like a kind of like a joke that if I ever had a band, my dream drummer that I would want drumming behind me is Aaron Gillespie.
Yeah.
And we were, what were we doing? We were like sometime a few, this was like in January, I think. I was working on a demo of a song with Dylan and we were like, who do we want to drum on this demo?
Yeah.
We were like thinking, you know, do we want to go find someone online? We have a couple of friends and people that we know who drum or have drum recordings. And I was like, jokingly, I was like, man, I really want Aaron Gillespie to drum on this this demo. And we were like, ha ha. And I was like, you know, one day it'll happen. And so we were kind of getting this demo already. We have a friend who programs like really good MIDI drums for us, but unfortunately he doesn't have a drum kit. And so we were like, all right, we need to find somebody to round out this demo. Because at the time we were just going to self-record. We're basically going to self-record our EP and then like look for someone to give us drum tracks we could continue recording to.
Yeah.
And he was kind of like, you know, you need to find someone. You need to find someone. And I was like, I'm going to message Aaron Gillespie as a joke. And I follow him on Instagram and he posted like a picture of a drum set or something. And I responded to the story and I was like, can you drum on my song? And he like responded and was like, sure. And I was like, do you actually do commissioned drum recordings? Because so like I had him, he was like, yeah, sure. And I was like, oh, okay, do you do commissioned drum recordings?
Kind of like with Barbosa, you're like, oh, I wasn't expecting you to actually.
Oh god, what? He was like, well, yeah, I do it from time to time. And I was like, what does that mean? Like, do you or not? And so we had like a couple exchanges and I sent him the demo of my song and he was like, oh, that's good. We can make that really big. And I was like, oh my God, yes. And he's like, but like, I'm also down to produce it too and not do just drums. And I was like,
what?
Oh, what? And this was like on Instagram and I'm like, oh my God, what? And, it's so funny. Cause I feel like I've acted like super normal to him. I'm like, hi, yeah, here's the songs.
Yeah.
But no, in reality, I was like freaking out.
Yeah.
And so then he's like, yeah, call me. And we both have the same area codes because he also grew up outside of Tampa.
Yeah.
And Under Oath was super popular in high school because they were from the Tampa Bay area.
Yeah.
They're from Clearwater specifically or like that area. And that's right where I grew up. And so it, you
he's
know.
He's a hometown hero.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, I end up calling him, and which again to me was wild. And so we talked for a little bit, and I was like, you know, this is what I'm trying to do. This is the kind of music that I am trying to make. And he was like, I sometimes like I try to find new artists that I want to work with that I like, you know, they have something that I like. And he's like, I'm down, let's do it. And I was like, sick. Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
I'm glad I responded.
Yeah. So I'm working on an EP. It's going to be called Anywhere But Here. And
sweet. So does that mean you're flying to Florida to do it, or are you guys working remote?
No. So he lives in Nashville now.
Okay.
And we're doing a lot of it remote. So it's like an interesting process. I'll demo it out, and then we'll share like stems back and forth. And then he'll do like, you know, a first pass, like saying like, let's bring this acoustic song full band.
Yeah.
Then, you know, we'll talk about it and say, I'm feeling this, I'm feeling that. Again, all with like scratch vocals and scratch recordings.
Sure.
And then we'll kind of like get the general vibe, arrangement, instruments needed for the song, and then move on. And then I'm going to go to Nashville and record all of the vocals. We'll do like the final recordings and stuff.
Yeah.
And then, you know, have it on its way, mix it up, get it out. I know.
There you go.
So excited.
Who would have thought when you went to, you know, college for the music industry in Nashville that you'd be going back to Nashville to record an EP with like your hero, your musical icon, right?
That's
kind of full circle moment, right?
I still am like again, this is all happening fast, right? Like it hasn't been a year since the first time I ever performed in front of people.
That's
like
awesome.
Not even nearly a year. And so it's like it's been
obviously
so
it took
wild.
You took to it very well.
Yeah,
that's amazing. Okay, right on. Well, we're gonna get into another song here, and but my last question for you, Hannah. Again, I do mention that August 24th, Girls Who Indie 2 at Barboza.
Numos.
At Numos.
Yeah.
It's not at Barboza this time. It's at Numos.
Correct. It's at Numos.
Oh, wow.
We're going like big girl status.
You're going upstairs.
Yeah,
nice.
We're gonna throw down.
Nice.
It's gonna be a wild party.
That's awesome. Well, stay tuned for the full lineup and whatnot. Once that gets actually out there, then I will definitely be promoting here on Loud and Local, and maybe we'll have you back on to promote. My last question: what's your favorite Northwest artist or band of all time?
This sounds so cliche, and I debated not saying this, but I am a huge Nirvana fan.
Speak your truth.
It is so true, and it's like my favorite story is in sixth grade, we had to do a research project. It could be on anything because we're like dumb little sixth graders. I don't know how to research stuff, right? So it's like our first intro into like research, and you have to come with the full paper written, and then the trifold science board with your pictures and, you know, your sources, and you're cited this on, you know, on each side. And I did my research project on Kurt Cobain and his suicide.
Wow.
I don't know why. And I was like so excited to go to my sixth grade class and present on the life and death of Kurt Cobain. And so, you know, this, I'm telling this story because it's like, yeah, I'm a true fan. Okay.
Yeah.
I grew up on a, I don't know, like 97X radio station in Tampa that blasted Nirvana constantly.
Yeah.
I had my mom like help me make this like board with, we cut out strats from like poster board and like glued them on there and like made like an X like above his face with cut out paper of Stratocasters and or you know whatever like
would your
guitars.
Teacher was like, wow, this is dark.
I you know what, I actually no, my teacher was also a fan.
Okay.
It was like a younger guy.
Cool.
And he was like, wow, cool.
Nice.
And I was like, I'm the coolest sixth grader.
Go.
I'm
exactly.
gonna go dye my hair.
Nice.
Like,
you're grunge, bringing it back. Have you visited his old house?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's over over on Capitol Hill area. There's a bench next to it.
Yeah, I've been to it. I haven't gone in it, though. Can you actually go?
No. I mean, outside with the bench and everything.
Yeah, I've driven by. Okay.
All right, well, let's go into the song. It's Stay Quiet by Hannah Duckworth. Again, Girls Who Indie at Numos, not Barboza, August 24th. Stay tuned for that and add her on social media. Maybe you could get in her DMs and make a recording with her.
Yeah.
As she has done with Aaron Gillespie. So congratulations. Thanks for coming up.
Thanks.
Let's go.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.